Blackstone Audio presents Mr. G, A Novel About the Creation, by Alan Lightman. This book is read by Ray Porter. This book is dedicated to my brother, Ronnie Lightman, 1951 to 2010. Time. As I remember, I had just woken up from a nap when I decided to create the universe. Not much was happening at that time. As a matter of fact, time didn't exist, nor space. When you looked out into the void, you were really looking at nothing more than your own thought. And if you tried to picture wind or stars or water, you could not give form or texture to your notions. Those things did not exist. Smooth, rough, waxy, sharp, prickly, brittle, even qualities such as these lacked meaning. Practically everything slept in an infinite torpor of potentiality. I knew that I could make whatever I wanted, but that was the problem. Unlimited possibilities bring unlimited indecision. When I thought about this particular creation or that, uncertain about how each thing would turn out, I grew anxious and went back to sleep. But at a particular moment, I managed, if not exactly to sweep aside my doubts, at least to take a chance. Almost immediately, it seemed, my Aunt Penelope asked me why I would want to do such a thing. Wasn't I comfortable with the emptiness just as it was? Yes, yes, I said, of course, but you could mess things up, said my aunt. Leave him alone, said Uncle Deva. Uncle toddled over and stood beside me in his dear way. Please don't tell me what to do, retorted my aunt. Then she turned and stared hard at me, her hair uncombed and not.